USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Five very young children and a man are dead after a suspected family member opens fire in a rampage early Tuesday morning. Muskogee, Oklahoma Police Chief Johnny Teehee said, "You think mass murder with adults. When you have to put that with regards to babies, it's tough." Muskogee Officer Lynn Hamlin IDs the suspect.
The suspect was taken into custody a short time later this morning, and his name is Jaron Dejon Pridgen.
Court records show Pridgen had a previous felony conviction for assault and battery with a weapon and a couple of misdemeanor convictions. The House impeachment managers on Tuesday laid out their case against President Trump, asserting that he was singularly responsible for the occupation of the Capitol last month and must be convicted and barred from holding office in the future. Amazon announced on Tuesday that founder Jeff Bezos will step down as CEO in the third quarter of this year and transition to executive chair of the company's board. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Captain Sir Tom Moore didn't make it. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
The centenarian who raised more than $40 million for Britain's National Health Service charities has died. Captain Sir Tom Moore passed away after being hospitalized over the weekend with breathing issues. Moore had tested positive for COVID-19 last week. He became a viral sensation last year when he started a fundraising walk, vowing to walk 100 laps of his yard before his 100th birthday. The World War II veteran was knighted by Queen Elizabeth in a special ceremony in July. Moore was 100. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Captain Tom leaves behind two adult children, Hannah and Lucy. SpaceX's latest Starship prototype launched on Tuesday, soaring miles above South Texas in a successful flight demonstration before exploding during the landing attempt. It's a second failed landing in a row after a previous prototype, SN8, failed to land also. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Federal help for small businesses in America is advancing full steam ahead. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The second round of the PPP is off and running. The Paycheck Protection Program, designed to help small businesses that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, seems to be doing better the second time. Banks, including the Zions Banks in Utah, say businesses are more prepared for the second round of PPP and have their stuff ready to go because they're more familiar with the program. Congress did approve funding for the PPP in December of 2020. As far as what took so long to get things up and running, Amir Kassar is a business strategist. He tells USA Radio News.
Yeah, it's getting up and running. It takes a couple weeks to get the ball rolling. I think what's important to know is that this round of PPP is different than last time. Last time, the first round of PPP was almost understandably available for every business under the sun. Not quite, but close to it. This time, there are tougher standards. You have to prove revenue reduction needs and not be quite as big a business in order to get it. So it's not as readily available, but still an important economic tool.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
To apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, go to sba.gov. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you. We are USA Radio News.